As AI continues to revolutionize our world, there's a critical conversation we can't ignore: AI safety and security. And that's where HackerOne's AI red teaming comes into play, rigorously testing AI models to prevent them from being misled or exploited. HackerOne employs over 2 million ethical hackers, and 750 of them specialize in prompt hacking and other AI security and testing. So HackerOne isn't just theorizing, they're actively safeguarding AI's future. Just recently, a team unearthed over 100 vulnerabilities in just 2 weeks. So whether you're at the helm of a startup or steering product innovation at a large company, it's time to prioritize AI security. Visit HackerOne.com/AI for more. Again, HackerOne.com/AI.
This episode is sponsored by porkbun.com. Porkbun is a refreshingly different domain name registrar that's different from the other ones like GoDaddy or Namecheap. They've got low prices on hundreds of different domain extensions. They've got everything from .com domains to really cool ones like .pro, .dev, .xyz. Every domain name at Porkbun comes with tons of freebies too, like SSL certificate, whois privacy, DNS, URL forwarding, and hosting trials. Because why pay for things that should be free, right? All these incredible features and tools are backed by incredible support, 365 days a year, and more 5-star reviews on Trustpilot from real customers than anyone else. Look, you can get $1 off your next domain name from Porkbun and see why they're the best domain name registrar around by using our code. Just go to porkbun.com/rocketshipfm24. That's porkbun, porkbun.com/rocketshipfm24. You'll save $1 on your next domain. This episode is brought to you by Gigantic. At Gigantic, you can level up your product skills through live, small group, cohort-based trainings. We're incredibly excited to welcome you to our next cohort of our product strategy training, kicking off in January of 2024. This course will take you through the frameworks that product leaders use at companies like eBay, DoorDash, Groupon, Rent the Runway, in order to scale their teams. It's taught by Ben Foster, a friend of this podcast, who is the former chief product officer at Whoop. So come join us. Go to gigantic.is. That's gigantic.is. And save your seat for our January cohort. Your potential is gigantic, and we're here to help you reach it. Go to gigantic.is to reserve your seat today.
Bench is an online bookkeeping service that provides you with tax-ready financial statements from professional bookkeepers. It's everything you need to forget about your bookkeeping without actually forgetting about your bookkeeping. Go to www.bench.co/rocketship to save 20% off your first 6 months.
Welcome to the Rocket Ship Podcast. I'm Michael Sacco.
And I'm Joelle Goldman. Today we talked with Matt Schlicht, the founder of ZapChain. Michael, what'd you think?
I always love having Matt on. He's always entertaining, and he's always working on something fascinating. And so literally right before he jumped on, they announced that Talib Kweli was selling his album on ZapChain in Bitcoin, which is pretty historical. And not something I had seen done at that scale before. So it was fascinating to catch him right during that moment. What did you think, Joelle?
Yeah, that was really, really awesome. And I was really interested in the community side of what he's building. So he has his sights set big. He wants to build like the biggest social network in the world, which you might think is impossible to do. But when you hear how he's approaching it from elevating the quality of content by exchanging value between people tipping in Bitcoin, or instead of giving you a like, giving you, you know, 25 cents here or there, it might not sound like a lot, but the psychology behind that value exchange is huge. And I think it's going to help him grow communities to the massive scale that he's aiming for. So let's get into it.
Rocketship is proudly supported by
Wistia. Is a video hosting platform built specifically for business. If you're using video as a part of your marketing strategy, you need to be able to measure its impact. Wistia is helping over 175,000 businesses do just that with premium video hosting, lead generation tools, and in-depth video analytics. For more about Wistia, visit wistia.com/rocketship.
EarthClass Mail digitizes your physical mail, makes it full-text searchable, and stores it in the cloud. I asked one of their customers, Claire Liu of Know Your Company, how it works.
Yeah, it's really simple. So all you have to do is you log into EarthClass Mail's backend, and they've got an inbox there for you. But you can also set it up to where every time a piece of incoming mail arrives, it will ping you and send you an email saying, hey, you got this piece of mail, just giving you a heads up. So that's how it works in terms of the basic mail capabilities. The part that I love the most, though, is the automatic check deposit. It's the fact that it automatically, you know, the minute the check arrives, it takes care of that whole process of depositing it for you. It's just so nice.
Go to earthclassmail.com/rocketship and get their starter plan for 2 months absolutely free.
Alex Blumberg is a master storyteller. You probably know him from This American Life or his other podcast, Startup. He's offering a course on Creative Live all about how to tell a great story, and we've got a sneak peek for you right here.
Anyone can benefit from learning to tell better audio stories, whether you're a reporter on the radio or you're an entrepreneur trying to tell an effective story about your business. Maybe you just have a job where you need to communicate effectively to large groups of people. Anybody can benefit from learning to tell a better story. In this workshop, what I'm doing is sort of unpacking what exactly is a story, how can you be effective in telling stories, and how can you lay them out in a way that they get maximum impact to your audience.
Go to creativelive.com/rocketship to save 30% off this course and others.
So Matt, welcome back.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for having me. I had a lot of fun last time I was on here.
Well, so did we, yeah. And and I'm excited to kind of catch up. So for those that may not have listened to the first one, give us kind of the background on ZapChain.
Yeah, so ZapChain, you know, started it about a year ago. I was really into Bitcoin. And when I first started it, it was literally just like a Q&A website for Bitcoin people, like pretty much Quora, but you only talked about Bitcoin. So mm-hmm. You'd be like, what is a Bitcoin? What is mining? And then last time I was on, I was announcing that we were about to add in the ability for people to tip each other on ZapChain tiny amounts of money. So instead of upvoting someone or liking a post, you could actually send, you know, 10 cents or a dollar or, you know, 1 cent or whatever as a form of appreciation. And that's kind of where we were. We only had the Bitcoin community, and we didn't have tipping, and we were announcing that we were about to have it.
And the interesting thing I've seen about the tipping is, isn't it also used in reverse, where like companies are coming on and kind of putting up a bounty for your response?
Yeah. So when we first put it up there, you know, our first thought was like, hey, what if we replaced upvotes and like buttons with, you know, tiny amounts of money? Maybe people would think harder about it when they, you know, made a decision to upvote someone, and everything would be a little bit more meaningful. And that was kind of our thought. But once we put it out there, the community just started playing around with it, and they actually came up with this completely different concept, which we hadn't thought of, which was the concept of rewarding people, where, you know, you could put up a question, and then you could say, hey, the 10 best answers, I'll give you, you know, a dollar worth of Bitcoin.
No.
And obviously when you think about that, you know, that totally makes sense. You know, you're going to get a lot more engagement if you're getting your audience to compete for who has the best answer, even if it's for like 25 cents or a dollar. And so that kind of the community on ZapChain came up with that, and it's definitely something that a ton of companies specifically have used to get feedback on their product.
Yeah, I've seen. I think I get like one every other day, it seems like, which is it's way more intriguing to participate in something like that. So, yeah, I thought that was a really interesting use case. And then when you go on it today, I see that you guys have partnered with Coinbase and Talib Kweli to sell digital goods with Bitcoin.
Yeah, so
what is that about?
Yeah, so starting as a Bitcoin community, and then, you know, now we're selling music for Bitcoin, and we're working with mainstream hip hop artists and the number one Bitcoin company in the world. It's kind of, you know, it's a lot different than where we were a couple months ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, for us, we're just trying to, you know, we never just wanted to be a community for Bitcoiners. Like, we love Bitcoin and we love supporting the Bitcoin community, but, you know, we want to build the next big product, right? We want to have something larger than Facebook or Twitter. You know, that is what we are aspiring to do. We just today announced our partnership with Coinbase and Talib, and that's kind of us telling the world, you know, this is where we're going. Don't look at us as just a Bitcoin community. Like, we are setting our sights high, and we're, you know, we're less than 1% of the way to where we want to go. So we started with just the Bitcoin community, and now what we're doing is we've seen that it works really well when you have little amounts of money with social interactions and content. You get more engagement. People post higher quality things because they're thinking harder before posting, because they want to earn those tiny amounts of money. And we've proven that it works. And so now we're going to let anybody in the world use our technology and use our product to create their own communities for whatever they want. We've had people, you know, want to create communities for oyster lovers, for Turkish politics. Like, it's literally all over the place. And we just want to empower people to do that.
This episode is brought to you by Yahoo Finance. Wouldn't it be great if you could see all of your investment and retirement accounts in one place? With Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate your views with multiple accounts into one hub and access the expert analysis you need to tend to your entire portfolio with confidence. Honestly, this has been a lifesaver for me. I've used Yahoo Finance to consolidate all of my various 401k and investment accounts so I can see everything all in one place. And it makes it incredibly easy to manage. So if you're struggling with that, check out Yahoo Finance. For over 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. You can securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart a great investor, and that's how Yahoo Finance ensures that you have the insights to look at your wealth in its entirety. So go to yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. When Rainn Wilson realized he had a special gift for talking people to sleep, he had two choices: construct a massive speaker that would blast his voice to every person in the country, or invent a talking pillow. AT&T Business eventually talked him into the pillow thing. And backed by a reliable network, the only network with built-in security controls, Sleep with Rainn was a hit. Take your ideas to the moon and beyond at business.att.com. That's business.att.com.
So, and before we kind of get to the communities, I'm really kind of curious. Like, I would expect, you know, maybe a small time artist using Bitcoin to, you know, sell their CD. But this is, you know, a major label artist who many of us have listened to his records in the past. How did something like this come about, and what was the advantage to him to use Bitcoin?
Yeah, so it's actually kind of funny. So before Zapchain, I actually worked with the music industry for a while. And so I worked with every major record label. I was actually on Forbes 30 Under 30 specifically for helping major artists in the music industry go viral online when they were trying to figure out how, you know, Facebook and Twitter worked. Most notably, I got recognition for working with Lil Wayne for over 3 years and helping him go from 1 million to 40 million fans.
Wow.
Super crazy. So I was super connected with them, and then I got into Bitcoin and, you know, started building Zapchain and decided that we were going to build Zapchain into this huge social network where people could create communities, where people in the community could pass, you know, tiny amounts of money back and forth instead of using virtual likes or upvotes. And when we did this, you know, I knew I had all these music connections and also connections in, you know, with big YouTubers, but they weren't really ready for Bitcoin. And so I was like, okay, me and my team, we're going to go focus on building the largest social network that's built on top of Bitcoin and microtransactions, so that when mainstream media and mainstream entertainment catches up and realizes that, you know, Bitcoin and money and, like, this is where the future is, Zapchain will be the number one social network available for them. And so they will have, you know, their only option will be to go to us. Like, they won't have anyone else to go to. And a month ago, this started happening. And so I got hit up by my friend Eyal Kleinman, who is the VP of marketing over at Warner Brothers Records, which is like one of the largest, you know, music labels in the world. And he was like, hey, you know, I know you've been working on Zapchain and you're super, you know, you're all about Bitcoin and you're like the Bitcoin guy. My buddy, you know, my buddy wants to sell an album for Bitcoin. Do you think you could help us out? And I was like, holy crap, it is starting to happen. This is great. I've waited a year for this. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. We have everything you need. Like, let's go. Let's do it. And he was like, okay, cool. My friend is Talib Kweli. And I was like, what?
You know.
It's like, oh, yeah, my buddy Talib Kweli, you know, the very well-known hip-hop artist with 2 million-plus fans online. We'll just, you know, use him as our test pilot for, right. for selling music for Bitcoin on Zapchain. So, yeah, that's kind of what happened. And
that's awesome.
We weren't actually planning to sell digital content on Zapchain yet. You know, that was the long term plan.
Okay.
But it was really reliant on whenever the industry caught up. And so it wasn't even really our decision. You know, we were waiting for someone to come to us and say, hey, we'd really love to do this. And now that's happened. And wow. We launched it today, and Warner Brothers and Talib and, you know, everybody involved is super, super happy with it.
Yeah, that's amazing. So is it exclusive in Bitcoin or is it a pre-sell in Bitcoin? How does it work with, like, his selling on iTunes, you know, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so it's not exclusive to Bitcoin. So his new album, you can buy it on iTunes, you can buy it on Amazon, Google, and Zapchain.
Okay, cool. Yeah. No, that's pretty amazing. I'm really excited to see kind of, I guess, what happens and if more artists come and use this as another platform.
They definitely will. I mean, one, you know, we're already talking to some really big labels who are lining up album launches already with us. So we're going to have more music coming out in December, maybe even earlier than that. They're talking about just rolling. They're talking about just rolling it out to more and more artists. And so this is kind of just the beginning. This was like the test pilot. And something that people may not know is that if you sell music on iTunes or if you sell it on Google or pretty much anywhere else, mm-hmm. you know, you're not going to get paid until like 30 days from now or maybe right. even 60 days from now. Whereas with what we've done with Talib Kweli today. And I don't think this has ever happened in the history of the world, is if you go buy a song right now on Zapchain from Talib's album, he will instantly get the money.
Wow.
Yeah. In real time, that's no transaction powerful. Fees. Yeah, it's super, super awesome. And there's a lot of things that we can do with that in the future. And I think, you know, for big artists, it's all, I mean, for anyone, it's helpful to get paid immediately. But think if you're like an up-and-coming artist, and, you know, you don't have your big house yet, you don't got your cars, you know, you don't got your private chef, you know, what if you actually, you're a really good artist, but, you know, the money you're earning, you need that now.
Right.
So that you can buy dinner or, you know, clothes or whatever. And so I think taking the creative world to a place where people get paid instantly for things that they're selling will enable a lot more people to kind of dive headfirst into being creative, because it's sustainable for them.
Yeah. So, how hard was it to get like Warner Brothers or Talib to set up like a Bitcoin wallet and kind of understand how this ecosystem works?
I mean, super easy. So we've built a bunch of technology that literally just all of that happens instantly. And so, okay. you know, we don't want you or anyone else kind of dealing with technicalities in the background, right? We don't want to confuse you. This needs to just be a product where you upload your music, you set your price, you click publish, and you start selling it, and you start getting paid instantly. And that's kind of what we've done here.
Very cool. So kind of talk to me about the kind of next step here. So you're selling this album, but there's also a community component that you're opening up. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, so the community stuff is super, super exciting. Because basically we've built, you know, a couple communities ourselves. They've worked really, really well. Some of them have, you know, over 100,000 people a month are going to them. And now we're kind of opening that up so that anybody can create a community on our platform. And we really believe that there are a lot of people out there that can build way more interesting and engaging communities than we can. And we think it's time that we kind of step down from that community management role. We let other people do it, and we just focus on providing a really good experience.
And so we're gonna open one up for Rocket Ship. And so this sounds like it's kind of like a Reddit sub community, but with tipping and powered by Zapchain. Is that right?
Yeah, totally. And we're super excited about the Rocket Ship community. I think it's going to be really awesome. You know, yeah. Something, you know, with you guys and pretty much everyone out there, everyone we talk to, we say, hey, would you like to have a community? And everyone's like, oh my God, yeah, I would love to have a community. And we go, okay, well, how would you do that? And they're like, I have no idea.
Right.
And there's two parts of that. It's one, I have no idea what product to use. You know, do I go install a forum? Like, what do I do? And then it's also like, how do I grow it? How do I get people to use it? And we're excited to help, you know, you guys and other people with exactly that. And I think, you know, everyone listening to this, you guys have a huge audience. But the fact that they don't currently have anywhere to hang out and talk to each other and meet each other and build relationships with each other, you know, that's what we're going to provide. And I think that's super awesome for us and for you and for everybody listening. And we're just really excited to see communities like that grow. I guess if we were to compare it to other products, it's definitely kind of like Reddit meets money, right?
Okay.
And then if anyone's used Slack, you know, I really like Slack. I use it every day. We use it internally at Zapchain. And I really like it because, you know, if I'm only in one Slack chat, that's okay. You know, I don't need to be in a bajillion Slack chats. And Slack isn't constantly like trying to get me to join a bunch of other things, where if you're on any other social network and you join one thing, they're always trying to get you to do other stuff. And so I really appreciate that Slack kind of allows me to have a siloed experience within one group. And that's kind of really what we're trying to replicate with Zapchain, is that type of experience. So that if you create a community on Zapchain, and you go through the trouble, and you trust us, right? And you go through the trouble of getting your audience to go join Zapchain and be part of your community. I really want you to be confident as a community manager that we as Zapchain are not going to try to siphon off your people, right? Mm-hmm. We're not going to just like try to convince you to bring them to us, and then we're going to go get them to do whatever we want. Like, no, I don't want that. I want them to just have an incredible experience with you and the community that you're providing. And if at some point in the future someone else comes along and also wants to get them to join a Zapchain community, now they can be in too. And that's, you know, we really believe that we need this to be an exceptional experience for the community, right? We don't need – there's no reason you need to be in 100 communities if you don't want to.
So talk to me a little bit more about the concept of elevating the quality of content through tipping. Like, how did that even come about? What have you seen happening as you've rolled that out?
Yeah, so what's interesting is a lot of this we kind of had some theories about, but when we actually put it out there, we learned a lot of things that we weren't even expecting to learn. And one of them was that quality of posts and comments definitely increased when we introduced the concept of tipping. And so people... At first, if you're like, oh, there's a community where I can earn money for posting things, maybe your first thought would be like, oh, you know, maybe this would be a good place for me to like generate an income. It's not really, you know, maybe at some point it could get like that. Maybe there's certain communities where that would be possible, but I don't think anybody's really using Zapchain or engaging in Zapchain communities because they're making a living there. It's super interesting because if I put up a post and then you came and clicked like on it, you know, that makes me feel good. I get a little notification. I'm like, oh, okay, you liked my post. That's cool. But if you come along and you know, tip me, even if it was like 10 cents or like 25 cents, it just means so much more to me because it's like, wow, you know, you don't have like an unlimited amount of money over there, right? Like, you have an unlimited amount of likes you can give out. You have an unlimited amount of upvotes, but you don't have an unlimited amount of money. So if you're willing to give me even 10 cents of your, like, limited amount of money, wow, like, you must have really appreciated what I do. And so next time I post, you know, I've kind of had that feeling in mind when I received my first tip. So next time when I post, I'm like, man, okay, I can't just post anything. You know, people are actually giving me like 10 cents or, you know, 25 cents or a dollar. I need to spend a lot of time making sure that this is like the best version of my comment or the best version of my question or the best version of my blog that it can be so that I can really earn, you know, your true appreciation. So it's super interesting. It's just kind of like, it's not about the money. It's just that for some reason, it makes it feel a lot more meaningful when someone likes your content.
Do you find that people think a little bit more? Because even though it's a microtransaction and it could be even just pennies, but they are actually exchanging value between two people?
Yeah, that's definitely what it does, because it's just the sheer fact. You don't have an unlimited amount of money. And so when the only way to upvote something is use money, mm-hmm. you can't just upvote everybody. So you have to think more. Even if it's like a half a second, you have to think more before you click upvote on something. And so when I upvote something using money, so when I tip something, I think about it more. It's more meaningful for me. And then when you receive that tip, it's more meaningful than receiving a like. And just because there's that interaction, people post more often because, I mean, earning money, even if it's tiny amounts, is a super, like, you just get flooded with dopamine, right? Like,
right.
And there's nowhere else on the internet where you're just like, getting notifications all day long that like, oh, you earn money, you earn money, you earn money. So yeah, it just provides for a super interesting ecosystem.
Yeah. And Michael, you kind of took the words out of my mouth when you said you're exchanging value with each other, because that's really the concept behind what we're doing when we share content. But the return is usually, you know, I'm going to put out this podcast or this blog post, and I want your attention. And if you like it or share it or whatever, that's nice approval. But this just ties in that equivalent value back. And yes, you're not making a living off of it, but it is that like super meaningful. I value this enough to give you, you know, 10 cents, 25 cents or whatever. And I love that. I just love that concept.
Talk to us kind of about Bitcoin in general. I want to get caught up on where you see the market. It's recently risen to, you know, sitting around 400, which is up from like 290 that it was. And what do you see happening in Bitcoin today?
Yeah. So the price is something that's really interesting when it comes to Bitcoin, because it's honestly not something that I think about a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's mainly because the price of Bitcoin, you know, it goes up when more people are buying, and it goes down when more people are selling. And so the fact that it's going up means that someone somewhere is buying a lot of Bitcoins, a lot more than normal. I have no idea who that is. You know, there's speculation. Yeah, there's speculation that it's coming from China and that's where people are buying it from. I honestly have no idea. But what is super interesting about the price is that from the public's perspective, right, the media doesn't typically understand that much about Bitcoin. You know, the mechanics of it, how the blockchain works, what is mining, they don't really understand the technical details. But the price, you know, media understands stocks, and so they really do understand the concept of the price of Bitcoin, because they right. see it similarly to the same way you'd see, like, you know, how much is Apple stock worth right now. And so what's interesting is that when the price is down, the media thinks that Bitcoin is failing, which is interesting, because internally in the industry, you know, we're here building like super cool things, and the price being down doesn't mean that we're not innovating, and doesn't mean that like the technology's. It just literally means more people are buying it. You know, we're still same as before, building out really cool Bitcoin things. But it's always fun, and it's always nice when the media, for whatever reason, is on Bitcoin's side and is writing positive articles about it. But I think the other way to look at it is that people just don't have Bitcoin right now. And right now, the number one way to get Bitcoin is to buy it. But it's not like I buy my dollars, right? I don't buy dollars. I earn dollars. Everybody else earns dollars. And so I think it's just a matter of time via things like Zapchain and other products where the world will get to a point where you won't have to buy Bitcoins. You'll just have them because you've earned them.
Interesting. Yeah, and I've never heard that before. I never thought about it that way, you know? But that's fascinating to think about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think it's that far off. I mean, I know for us, over the next year, we're entirely focused on bringing Bitcoin mainstream and bringing Zapchain mainstream and partnering with, you know, not only major artists, but brands and, you know, awesome people like you guys.
Yeah, well, I'm excited and I'm kind of honored to be part of this, you know, initial group that's getting set up. So, we'll link to the community in the bottom of this episode. Cool. Hopefully everyone listen will come and join us there. Yeah.
Yeah. Come hang out. And then I can't, you know, it's so crazy, being on this podcast again, because I remember last time it's just so much has happened and it's yes. only been months, right?
Right,
it hasn't even
right.
been a year and so much has happened and it's like, what, you know, where are we going to be next time we do the podcast? Like, is it going to be a conversation where we're like, yeah, we have 100 million people now. You remember when, you know, we just launched the communities and you guys were one of the first ones? That was crazy.
God, I hope so. Yeah.
it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, no, you're right. And it's fun. I would love to listen to that old episode now, actually, and go back. Maybe we'll link to that as well so people can go back and check it out.
Yeah, that would be cool. I think that'd be super interesting.
Yeah. Well, cool, man. So where do we keep up with you, Zapchain, and all of this exciting stuff that's happening?
Yeah, so for Zapchain, go to zapchain.com, join whatever community you want, and, you know, have as much fun, see how many bits you can earn, start a community if you want to. You can, of course, go buy the Tali Quilly album there. For me, probably the easiest way is to go to twitter.com/mattprd. The PRD stands for product requirements documents, because that's what I was doing when I created my Twitter account back in like 2006. So yeah. Or add me on Facebook.
You are very active on Facebook.
Yeah, for some reason they recently gave me that little blue check mark where I'm verified. So
oh, really?
Go to it. Literally, like, everybody messages me and they're like, "Man, how did you get verified on Facebook?" I was like, "I don't know, man. It just showed up one day."
So, oh, they didn't like come to your house and like do a check on you.
They did ask me to put up my ID though. So
okay,
yeah, just go to facebook.com/mattfs and go follow me there.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Yeah, and we're definitely going to do a follow up because we have to hit 100 million.
No, we have to. I mean, yeah. I mean, and as far as I see it, that 100 million is just for the rocket ship community.
That's fine. Yeah, no, that seems very doable.
Okay, awesome.
All right,
thanks,
cool, man. Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Rocket Ship Podcast. If you enjoyed it, we have tons of other awesome episodes on our website. Check them out, rocketship.fm.
And while you're there, make sure you sign up for our newsletter, where twice monthly we send out actionable advice for entrepreneurs and exclusive links to AMAs with our guests. That's rocketship.fm. Sign up today.
I'm so New York, I still don't bump Tupac. Label executives stay saying I'm too sharp. All these women in my ears stay saying I'm too smart. When I go to AA, man, I always feel too dark. I'm too fun, I'm a store, I do fine. That's why your girl on top like a futon. Bay a ballerina, she dancing the tutu. Men stay harassing her, a copter, a tutu. Yeah, man, we can sip the best espresso. Heme got the best flow, they say I'm the best bro. And you something very special like a fresco. The crib Punjabi Greco, the shoes all gecko. Just let go and get low, they gas you up like petrol. Me, I don't need to do that, see I'm very special. You never met a fella, someone like me. Fuck a Tarantino, it's the Hindu Spike Lee.
I'm so New York, yeah, I'm heavy in the streets. I'm so New York, yeah, I'm heavy in the streets. I'm so New York, yeah, I'm heavy in the streets. I don't need to speak, I don't need to speak, bruh. I'm so New York, yeah, I'm heavy in the streets. I'm so New York, yeah, I'm heavy in the streets. I'm so New York, I don't need to speak.
I'm so New York, yeah, I'm heavy in the streets. Like a Chevy in the street, bruh. I don't need to speak, bruh. I'm like Shiva,
I roll around with freaks. I'm on my player, yeah, I roll around with freaks. I'm with your girl, we just roll around the sheets. And it's crazy how the weed just get rolled around in sheets. I'm with them brown boys, we roll around so deep. I'm somewhere out in Queens where we roll around in jeans. Front seat, he must shoot. You lucky if he wants you. I move mountains for my brothers like I'm Hanuman. They should build a monument, that's the type of shit I'm on. I'm about my family and money like the mafia, bruh. I'm still with your family at the opera. I'm a soprano, bitch, I might be Tony. Motherfucker, you don't know me.
I'm so New York, yeah, I'm heavy in the streets. I'm so New York, yeah, I'm heavy in the streets. I'm so New York, yeah, I'm heavy in the streets. I don't need to speak, I don't need to speak, bruh. I'm so New York, yeah, I'm heavy in the streets. I'm so New York, yeah, I'm heavy in the streets. I'm so New York, I don't need to speak, I don't need to speak, bruh.
I'm so New York, yo, I live with my mama. Had to leave Williamsburg and all the white drama. Had to leave my home, they kept calling me Osama. Had to leave my home cause of drones and Obama. I'm so New York, yo, I live with my mama. Had to leave Williamsburg and all the white drama. Had to leave my home, they kept calling me Osama. Had to leave my home cause of drones and Obama.